Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Now, the Before We Die campaign is a family-led initiative in Ireland advocating for adults with intellectual disabilities who are at risk of being left without housing or care when their elderly parents pass away or can no longer look after them. We touched this morning on the very stark statistics of people in 24-hour caring mode and what they're putting up with and what they're sacrificing to do it. But let's not forget that more than 2,000 adults with intellectual disabilities in Ireland are still living with parents aged over 70. And that does not augur well for the future. Sinead McGrath has been representing many parents in Cork particularly who are fighting to get the Before We Die campaign over the line. She joins us again. I know you've updated Neil on a number of occasions with this. Good morning, Sinead.
Good morning, Mick. How are you? Thanks for the opportunity this morning.
You're more than welcome. You have twin adult sons, Lee and Alex, and they have intellectual challenges.
That's right. So I suppose I began my progress on my process on this for the social housing application forms and everything like that back in about 2017. That's when my sons turned, they were coming up to age 18 and they had stated that they want to live independently. So they know, and I obviously know because we talk about it a lot at home, that they will need support in place for them to live independently. So I started with another two parents here in Cork going about what the process was to get them on the social housing application and to get on that list, because we were advised by a CEO of the service provider at the time that this is with the route to go, that they need to have their name on the social housing application and to access any support, and everything will be provided within their community. If it was only that simple. It's been a long, lengthy process, to be honest, and I don't know where the lack of communication broke down, but nobody told parents in general across all service providers. I don't know if it's the service providers or the HSE or whose responsibility, but nobody told parents. So they should have been told this since 2017 and before, maybe, that their name needs to be on the social housing list. So what we're finding in the campaign now is we're coming across a lot of elderly parents. You gave the stats there, their nationwide stats. In Cork alone, we have 178 adults, parents over the age of 70 in Cork County. And in Cork City, we have 128. They're all over the age of 70, still caring for their adult sons or daughters at home.
So you're looking at about 300 parents across Cork.
300 parents across Cork. Now, we've managed to come across and we're reaching out and we're going to do a social media, because obviously those parents at that age group would be priority for the Before We Die campaign, because they're the ones, I suppose, facing the crisis sooner. We would have parents in their 90s and their 80s also reaching out to us. So we are going to try and reach those and help them go through the application process. But we are encouraging people to reach out to their service providers and get the help that's required with the social housing application form, and they can help them with that process. Now, I suppose what we're finding with the campaign, and we've made some progress to date in terms of meeting government officials, and we have more meetings coming up. Our committee-based members, Tony Murray, along with our other committee, now will be meeting with Emer Higgins again. They're going to be meeting with Norma Foley. They're going to be meeting with Simon Harris again. Those ministers, again, we're meeting first time with Simon Harris, and we have requested a second meeting with the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. He met us in Cork some months ago, so we're hoping to meet him again. So we're making kind of progress, but I suppose the biggest progress I can see, and we can all see on the committee, is the opening up for the family conversations that's happening in people's homes. And the older parents, in terms of the 70 and the 80-year-olds, they're reaching out. People are having the family conversations at home about what will happen to this person with the intellectual disability that they love and care for every day. And people are starting to talk about it. They're reaching out to us. People are talking amongst themselves and we are sharing information. So we have like the Cork Support WhatsApp group set up, as well as Before We Die All. There's loads of different channels you can communicate with the committee and the campaign. But in Cork alone, we have nearly 300 members on that Cork WhatsApp support group. And it's where we share information about how to go, just say, for instance, about getting a social worker who you will need to fill in part of the medical form for the social housing application. But I suppose the biggest changes we're seeing is within the families, and people are talking out. They're talking about it more. And
I can only imagine the worry that must be on the shoulders of the parents who've given literally a career's length of 24-hour care in their own homes.
Well, it's a lifelong. It's not just a career. It's a lifelong.
Yeah, since the children were born, essentially. Yeah. So it's lifelong from then. And I don't mean to be, you know, making your mission seem impossible. It's a very lofty ideal and a very noble mission. In fact, you want every son and daughter with an intellectual disability in Ireland to have a safe and appropriate, supported home in their community before their parents are gone. You're doing this, however, in the middle of the most acute housing crisis this nation has ever undergone. And while we have record numbers of homeless people, do you think you deserve and do you think you'll get the appropriate attention, the construction and the investment that...
Well, it's absolutely their human right. It's
absolutely, 100%,
yes. With the intellectual disability. And I suppose, again, in Cork, where we have kind of made a bit of extreme progress, actually, it's the best progress around the country with all the local authorities. We've met with Cork City Council, Cork County Council, sat down going through the application process. They've now both actually set aside a liaison person, a direct person that we can liaise with in both Cork City and Cork County. That's the first around the country. So that is progress in itself. If we can replicate what we're doing here in Cork around the country, that would be absolutely amazing. I do think we are going to continue to fight with it. We'll continue to tell and ask parents. And we actually have a lot of siblings as well who care for an adult sister or brother with an intellectual disability. So we're asking everybody to continue to lobby their TDs. We will continue, obviously, as part of the committee. We continue our lobbying, but we are reaching out to all families and asking them to lobby their TDs and their local councillors.
Okay, this is no small issue. It's no small issue because you had a meeting in May in the Silver Springs Hotel and 200 families showed up.
There was 400 families showed up.
400?
Yeah, so we had a meeting on the 21st of May. It was a hugely successful meeting. We originally booked that room for 50 people. We had to continue to change and amend the booking. We ended up with over 350 seats booked completely, and then we had a lot of people turn up who at the end of the room was full. So we had nearly 400 people, including some of the service providers. We had some local TDs, we had some local councillors, we had lots, mostly families. And I suppose while that was a hugely successful event, we have families still reaching out to us after the event, and it was obviously very overwhelming because they weren't aware how stark the situation was until we gave them, like, even those figures we got for the 178 people in Cork County over 70 and the 120-odd in Cork City. It was one of our committee members, Sarah, did her own research and she obtained that from the local census. I mean, that information has been sitting there with the HSE or nobody else looking for it, and it's there, available. So that's where we're doing our own research and we're getting our own figures, and that's how we can make progress that way.
You're very positive, Sinead. You're very hopeful.
I have to remain hopeful, and I do. And do you know what? It was giving hope to the elderly parents that feel so isolated and alone. Because just a typical, example. Like, I'm going off today now with my two boys. We've Special Olympics golf, but I'm still in the situation at this time in my life that I can still drop and collect them and do that with them, so they're not missing out. But the older parents, what we're hearing from them is that their adult son or daughter, who's now in their 40s and 50s. Are ending up more isolated and alone, and because the elderly parents are unable anymore to drop them or bring them or collect them, or so that they've no social interaction really, and they basically have their social life and their actual, I suppose, they're regressing then because they're not mixing with people, and the guilt then attached with that is coming from the older parent. I mean, there should be no guilt attached when you're after getting to like that age and minding or looking after.
And when you've done your level best all your life, what other kind of stories are you hearing from Cork families?
They're the type of stories that we're hearing, that they feel very isolated, and things now like that they're no longer able to drive the elderly parents, so they can't. The person with the intellectual disability, then I suppose their life is kind of, what would you say, it's disintegrating for want of a better word.
It's a very unfair way to go through your autumn years, isn't it? having given a lifetime to the betterment of your children, you know, that now physically or, you know, for whatever reason, you can't travel, you may not be able to drive. Yeah, your eyesight might be going, but the worries are increasing. Yeah.
You don't have the same stamina. Do you know what I mean? You don't, absolutely. And they've given their level best their whole life, loved and cared for their person in their life with the intellectual disability. And now to go give that level of care to someone you love so much and that level of support to get to the end of your life and not know what's around the corner.
And moving into a situation where you may need care yourself as an elderly person.
Absolutely.
Must be a worry as well.
And we have lots of older parents, I'm not in their 70s, now even younger, that would be sandwiched between caring for a spouse now and an older adult, someone with an intellectual disability, or between elderly parents themselves and their son or daughter. Do you know? So, yeah.
Sinead, how can people get in touch?
We have a website. We have a Facebook page and Instagram. It's all beforewedie.com. We have a public page on Facebook. You'll find us that way. Instagram. There's an email for us. If you're happy enough to share all our social media handles, I can send them on to you there.
Okay.
And people can reach us that way. They can take my number if it's anyone locally in Cork and they want to get on that local Cork WhatsApp group. They're all more than welcome to join that. It's where we share information and share medical services and stuff like that. But I suppose it's just to reach out and tell people through the campaign what we're finding. They're no longer alone.
Okay.
They're sharing their experience now with people who understand because we're all in the exact same boat. Some.
Sinead, thanks for the hope. Thanks for the positivity.
Thank you.
Thanks for the energy and thanks for coming on.
Thanks again for the opportunity, Mick. Have a good day now.
You
too. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
The Neil Prendeville Show. Get in touch. 0818 104 106 by phone. 0868 104 106 by text. And News at 11 is next.